Responder or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to put the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Paper to Play 10. We got your 6 of 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Well, happy day. And look, I've actually even got or was smart enough to turn my microphone on this week. We are missing Shad Turner this evening, and I hear he's out doing what he needs to get done to get here on time or Shad time, and that's okay. We're here, and we're going to do what we need to do. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. This August 8th, we are so excited to be here, and we've got a lineup of some amazing personnel who got shock and awe. I got to put that. I'm getting thumbs down by Andrea already, so it's all good. Hey, we're here. Travis, good to see you here, brother. We have a meeting with Travis this week to record for his show, Oscar Mike. Derek, good to see you, brother. We will see and hear the amazing works of Derek down in South Texas. But before we get started with our show, we do it what we do all the time. We've got Tammy Schroeder with us, and I will not keep interrupting the process here, but we always start our week off with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you are capable, mind, body, let's please stand. Remove those covers and get ready to give tribute to our amazing Old Glory. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
indivisible, under God, with liberty and justice for all. Well, greetings, everyone from all over the world. We are so excited. I don't know if you're listening as we were coming in, but we had WEP3 radio queued up. Again, that's our all-exclusive veteran and first responder, musician-only radio station, one of a kind, the only one, and we are so excited about that. We're going to be having some upgrades and some updates to that this week. We have such an amazing lineup of musicians from across the country, and their skill set is amazing. I get so excited because it's not even an argument. I love telling people how amazing the musicians are of the veteran and first responder world, because I mean, I'm sure every musician is skilled and trained to write their music and do everything from the heart, but the message that our veterans and first responders, it can't be beat, man. And I will put them up against anyone. I mean, I hate mentioning names because I love them all. The Real Doug Lane, Stephen John, Dom Kurz, BJ Leggett, Jen Ford, the list goes on and on. And I'm sorry I can't sit here and do the whole show and list off all their names, but we love you all. Again, we do get a couple of Facebook people that come on and say greetings. If you could drop your name real quick, if it comes up as Facebook user, that helps us with dialogue a little bit. That does end up being a setting on your side, but we'd love to include you in the conversation and have you be part of what we got going on. Greetings, Andrea.
Greetings to you, Peterson. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Are we recovering yet? Are we recovering?
No, I'm still tired. I'm still tired, but that's okay. We got to get ready because we have more coming up.
Zero whining. It's not whining, but we are a little tired. We have been, what do you call it, jet setters. Is that the right word?
I think we
all
were.
All over the country.
Yeah, there were no jets. There was a big Chevy truck with a big camper behind it this last time.
What do you call that? Chevy setter. We may have pushed a couple people off the road along the way. That's okay. Those guys in Ford's got to go someplace. It's not on the road.
Right.
We have the awesome opportunity to bring Buzz Bryan and Matt Bloom on. They are co-authors, and there's also a third one, and they can share that information, but of Warrior's Book of Virtues. And we're really excited to hear about the inspiration to that and where they want to go with it. And Matt was doing a little conversation with us just about what their plans are in the real near future and what they want to happen with it. And we're excited about that. But before we get there, Andrea, are you ready to roll with your stuff?
Yes.
All righty.
All right. So, by the way, Mr. Incognito Facebook user is Mr. Adam Bird. So, greetings back Adam to you, Bird. Mr. Adam
he
Bird.
Needs a, he needs to fix his technology. Gosh dang it.
He does. He does. Well, I'm going to talk about military, but first tonight and then first responders. And Matt, we didn't really get a lot of time to chat. So, our mission is first responders and military. Veterans. And the reason, and I was super insistent in this, Mark brought it up when I first started joining in, and I was like, you know what? I find so many places that it overlaps anyway. I mean, we are covering veterans, we say, but we get first responders in there and it just overlaps. There's so many that cover both. And the fact that they put on the uniform and you know, they're taking care of us here in our cities and, in the country too, I hope.
But. Why are you rambling on about this, Andrea?
Because I'm explaining why we do respond to first responders. So you don't have to do that later. I got it covered. So these are the people that they work on the front line every day, saving our lives, protecting communities across the country. And during, the month of August, we had two that hit us, and Mark and I may or may not have been at the top of our games while we haven't been home. And so I'll go over the two that we missed. So let's keep in mind our military and our first responders, they willingly serve, they make sacrifices, and they represent us around the world. So it's not just our country, they're protecting us in all places around the world. That's why we're here. We're here to create that awareness that is needed so that we don't forget first responders as well as our military. August 4th, you guys, was Coast Guard birthday, and the Coast Guard 231 years. That was last, gosh, it's almost a week ago already. So the Coast Guard was created on August 4th, 1790, when the first Congress authorized the Secretary of Treasury. Oh gosh, you're gonna love this. Treasury Alexander Hamilton. Petey's gonna start singing and dancing to construct 10 vessels known as revenue cutters to combat smuggling and enforce tariff laws. So that was probably a pretty simple job description 231 years ago. I know that they cover a lot more than that, in addition to that now. And then August 7th, very close, near and dear to our heart, is Purple Heart Day. Because we have on our board Matt Burr, who I just call him our Purple Heart guy. His wounds are invisible and visible, but he'll share them with you at the drop of a hat. So
we should probably do a shout out to Matt real quick. Matt went through some stuff this week. You know, we don't want to make light of it, but he had one of those four-legged family members hit a moment, and Matt had to make the tough decision for him and his therapy dog. And so we're with you, Maddie. We're always here with you, Maddie. And you'll hear from us. I think Andrew's got something planned for you this week, and so we'll get you connected and get taken care of. So just a quick shout out to Matt Burr and his family for the loss this week.
Love that, Matt Burr. I did go to a meeting with him, gosh, you know, pre-COVID, so it's been a couple years ago, and they gave me the honorary member pin to wear. I just, that stuff touches me. I'm not military myself, family, a lot of family, but not military myself, so that just touches me. So on Purple Heart Day, of course, what we do is we remember and we honor the brave men and women who are either wounded on the battlefield or paid the ultimate sacrifice out there. So then I was going to talk about first responders, and I went to search, like, what are some big things that have come up in the world of first responders? And we had, and I didn't get it pulled up on Facebook. This is how much our first responders are loved and respected, you guys. I put one man from Iowa, chose to end it. He'd had enough. And I posted this not 4 days ago, and I can't count the responses that I've had. And I don't know him personally. I love Iowa. So he just goes hand in hand with that as well. But that's how much they're valued and loved and honored and thanked. And they need to remember that. All of you first responders out there, I tell you, I thank God for you. And thank you for what you do. That's the biggest piece. I have a piece of music, Peterson, but I don't have it ready.
Okay, we'll punch it up. Just because of what you just mentioned, I think right now is the appropriate time for us to launch our We Got Your Six moment, or your buddy check moment. Make sure you're reaching out to those. First responders are in the same mix. We call them on the front line. Reach out to those people that are serving. Say, hey, just had you in my thoughts. Thank you for your service. With you, the People's Patriot Project, instead of using the words, thank you for your service, we always use with you. That's just kind of the piece that we do. You know, our Vietnam veterans love hearing welcome home. They didn't necessarily get that welcome home that they should have gotten. So at this time, if it's on your heart, and I pray it is on your heart, reach out to a brother or sister that is serving in some capacity across the country. If you think of the strongest dude or dudette on the face of the earth, reach out to them. They're the ones that need the shout out and the reach out as well. So this is our We Got Your Six battle buddy check moment. If you want to wait till after the show, please do that. If you want to call out someone's name on the chat, call out someone's name. That is a great way to also encourage our platform and encourage those that are we're gaming, we're growing, and it's not about getting the names in our system. That's, I care less about that. What I do care about is making sure that we are lifting those up that are serving. Was that enough time for you to get it going?
I'm hoping. Awesome. Right. I gotta share my screen. I hate doing this, but
yeah, be careful, everyone. Do we need to put a blinder or a 30-second beeper on this thing?
We're good. It's just slow. It's just going to be slow getting there. Yeah, sorry. Super slow. And this is my good internet. Oh, my goodness.
All right. We can go back with it another time.
Yeah, that's fine.
What we need to make sure we do is get that up on WP3 Radio. And we do know that George Strait song is pretty awesome and powerful. Do you still have more in your news? I might be able to roll it up.
No, I am done for tonight.
Perfect.
No, not for the whole night, for that section.
Oh gosh, I thought we got lucky. Hey, let's introduce our guests, Buzz, Brian, and Matt. We should change the order to Matt Bloom and Buzz Brian because of the order they showed up on time. It's totally messing with. They told us we should do this. Just so everyone knows and is aware, we had Buzz believing that when he signed on, there was only 3 minutes left of the show tonight, and it was funny for a moment, and it's all good. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Andrew, did you catch that Matt is a quote-unquote first responder as well?
I did.
Right. I thought that's what you were getting to earlier, but
I was hoping you were feeling that I knew what I was. Yes.
Okay, fair enough. And we got. Do you guys know Travis Partington?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He wants to come on here and do a shout out to you guys. So, Mr. Oscar Mike himself, and again, we had the conversation. Me and Andrew will be on this show here in the next week or so. But it's always awesome having you, Travis. Just so you know, and I guess I'm not promoting the candidates, but apparently there is a podcast award out there, and that's through Travis Johnson and the Nonprofit Architect. Please, if you've heard Matt or Travis, I said Matt, if you've heard Travis or a number of the other Trey, or other podcasters that are out there, please get out there, vote, take care of them. They're lucky. I've been refraining saying this. They're lucky we're not in the game right now because it just is what it is. I'm teasing, but someone who's sitting in the dark t-shirt on the show tonight missed the deadline for that, and we might have been busy saving the world. We might have been busy saving the world. That's gosh dang it. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to buzzing and Matt. You got a book out there, I hear.
Yeah, it's not a coloring book either, if you can be surprised. Three jarheads put a book together, you do more than color. So it's pretty impressive start right there.
Listen, he's being kind. I wrote a lot of what I wrote and submitted up. I did do in a red and occasionally blue, but we like red crayon. So don't be fooled. Yeah, evidently there is a book out there.
Yeah,
evidently. Now, you say there. I'm wondering if the reason why a coloring book wasn't, and I don't think it's funny. I'm going to slip away from that. I was going to bring up some discolored piece about Marines and crayons and stuff. There probably not a whole lot of chance to write or color. I may have gotten upset with a crew of people that presented a Marine with some crayons this last week, but Adam Jones, mostly green, love it. Travis is calling us out. He says next year he wants it. It's only because I got Adam on here, I'm just going to say, Travis, it'll probably be like the cook-off we just had. So,
ouch. Wow. Hi, Adam. I still like you, Adam.
We love Adam Jones. We love you. Gosh, this family is so amazing. Okay, let's get back to the book. Tell us about the book, gentlemen.
All right, yeah.
You love to talk about the book.
Yeah, sometimes. So it's called The Warrior's Book of Virtues. I actually have it sitting here with me right now. Buzz and I, along with our other co-author, Nick Bennis, put it together. It's 2 years now, almost 2 years to the day that it released. All of us deployed together. We were in Iraq. We deployed to Fallujah in 2004. Nick and I were there. Buzz kept us healthy as our corpsman. Physically healthy, mentally I don't know too much, but so weird fun fact, being in a reserve unit, when you come home, everyone leaves, you know, like different parts of the country and stuff. And Buzz and I ended up staying in Pittsburgh and worked together at the VA hospital. And within, I'd say, 7 years of coming back home, all three of us got into the helping profession. Buzz as an advocate, me as a social worker, and Nick in mental health. And Nick put a book out there earlier and reached out and said, hey, let's do something military related. I was like, yeah, quit messing with us, man. We get it. Whatever. Good job on you, but we're not going to put a book out there. He's like, no, give me something. So we wrote some ideas down. I talked to Buzz, twisted his arm, might have had to break it a couple times. But we got some stuff down on paper, got a good idea. And what was it, Buzz? Like 3 or 4 days later after we put our idea in, we had a contract. And the publisher was like, yeah, get writing. So
it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, after we kind of threw stuff together, which – you know, and that is honestly, I wanted no parts of it. And I don't, you know, I just didn't see myself as someone that, you know, was a writer or could write, or, you know, I just was like, listen, you know, I'm just not that smart. Yeah. You know, I've had experiences and did some things and deployed and was active duty in the military for, you know, 22 years, but, you know, I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to tell that or talk about that or things that, you know, we want to do, you know, how do we help people, or, you know, what worked for me or what works for Matt or Nick or anybody. You know, I was just, you know, I really, he really tormented me a little bit and, you know, and eventually I came on board, but it was challenging. I mean, it's, you know, you get these deadlines and I'd be like, you know, come on, dude, we all have regular jobs. We're all going to work, you know, we have families and all that kind of fun stuff. And you want me to write 180 pages on, you know, I don't know, fortitude, prudence, discipline, whatever. I'm not even sure I know what that means. You know, to be honest. Right. I mean, so, you know, but somehow we figured it out and we did it, you know. Yeah. You know, like Matt had said, Nick had been in the business. Nick had written a book, you know, but, you know, it was a mental health book about mental health first aid and some things that he was involved with. So, he was able to at least guide me, you know, a little bit, you know, and through the process and help me with some things that were, I guess, challenging to me, you know, or just kind of say, hey, doc, this is the way you want to go. And, which was challenging to me because he was, you know, he was a Lance Cooley. He was a Lance Corporal when we served in Iraq. I think he picked up Corporal.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, you're a bozo, but he really is, to be honest with you. So,
you hit the nail on the head too. Cause like we had all these experiences and we would sit in the office or via emails and talk about, you know, what's working to reach out to veterans. Cause Buzz and I specifically worked with veterans for years and then Nick got into the game. So we knew what was working and what wasn't and the barriers that we were running into. And it was like, how do we put that on paper? So we wanted to keep it military related, but yet we wanted to reach out to non-veterans, right? And we did that with the 9-line, as a, you know, military, you know, the 9-line medevac procedure and everything like that. So we did 10 chapters of virtues or morals or ideas that can help a person help themselves. That's something that all three of us kind of agreed on, that, you know, at times if you're seeking help for whatever reason, you still have to have some skin in the game and be motivated to want to change or enact changing your life. So we put that stuff together through the 9-line and we sprinkled in some of our stories, some fun, some humor, some serious, to kind of shed light on how it worked for us or how we experienced these virtues. And with Nick and Buzz and some outside help, we had Carol Richmond helping us put some stuff together. Mm-hmm. It came together really well and pretty simple in a short amount of time.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a pretty easy guideline. And like I said, to me, it's not the type of book that, you know, you're going to read it from. I mean, some people do read it you know, front to back, you know, and put it down. But I think a lot of people, and I think how we envision is it's kind of like almost like a reference, you know, and you know, and Travis checked in there a minute ago, and him and I talk about that a lot, you know, where he'll go back and reference something, you know, and just say, you know, hey, maybe I read something in the chapter on resilience or fortitude and this, you know, something that may be going on or that he's working on or doing, or will, you know, he'll be able to go into the book and get it. I know people that have highlighted, you know, some of our quotes and some of our, you know, ideas in the guide. So it seems people seem to be getting something from it, which is good. Cause once again, like I said, you know, I don't know that, you know, because something worked for me, you know, I can't say that it's going to work for Mark or Andrea, you know, when you're facing whatever, or, you know, I think a lot of it, I really believe that the demographic we were looking for, I thought that would really resonate with were, you know, younger, you know, seniors in high school getting, you know, 18 to 25, maybe that group. And I think it has, you know, we've had a couple schools that have reached out to us about the book and a couple JROTCs that have reached out about, you know, the book and, who's Mark? it's a good look, Mark. But yeah, I mean, it really there, we've heard from people that were, you know, older than us, that were having marital issues, that were challenged with a lot of things that we face in life. You know, let's be honest, life isn't always easy. I mean, you know, there's a lot of challenges that are presented with, you know, with children and just relationships and, you know, and everything going on. You know, then you sprinkle in some things that are going on with veterans and, like you said, first responders who face a lot of challenges on a daily basis. So I think there's some things in the book that can help those groups and just anybody, really. I mean, it's there's some good stuff in there. Most of the things that I didn't write, you know, avoid, I'll tell you what chapters to avoid off camera.
Well, and I'm trying to get the link up to Amazon, and the reason is their book, The Warrior's Book of Virtues is out there, and this is what it looks like. And I'm trying, we're getting some errors when I'm putting up the link to Amazon, but the amazing side, I have zero problems promoting this book in the fact that if you go and promote this book through your Amazon Smiles account, you can support the People's Patriot Project at the same time because we are out there. So with that said, how can we help support you guys in what you're doing?
This is the perfect platform for that, Mark. Honestly, is having conversations about it. When COVID hit, you know, probably like a month in, Buzz and I had some pretty intense conversations about, you know, what's going to happen after the fact. Like, he knew firsthand what veterans were going through at the VAs down in West Palm. You know, they're not making their meetings, they're not getting the medications, they're falling off the grid. And we kind of knew that what we'd already put in print was going to help people get back to normalcy. And I think that's something that we're going to be fighting with months, weeks, years, who knows. So we wanted to wait for the right time to kind of get the word out there. And, you know, we have pretty good publishers with Penguin Random House and Haterly Press. But a lot of the legwork is on us and they support us. So having conversations like this, you know, putting the word out there, like, hey, if you're looking to be motivated, if you need some direction in your life, you know, whatever, which we all do, like, right? No one's perfect, right? You know, this is really helpful for us to help get people in the right direction, get them to the book. If you read this book, if you can't take one thing from it, then I don't think you read it, to be honest with you. There is something in this book for absolutely everybody, which is kind of unique. And like Buzz said, we didn't see it that way. You know, we saw it as 18 to 25 year olds that are coming out new and fresh in the world and trying to get started. And like Buzz said, older people, my first comment was a new empty nester that was my age and was having some problems at home. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing to hear this. And it just, you know, it went in a whole nother direction. Travis gave us a shout out here. You know, he's going with some physical injuries there and everything like that. So it's just really cool and encouraging to see how big of an impact the book can have and how little of an impact, but yet it's still significant in its own right.
I loved how you said earlier, because this is a kind of a piece. And again, I love finding the parallels of what the People's Patriot Project is doing with what everyone else is doing. And from the beginning, our marketing team has said, you know, you need to specialize. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. You know, whether it's PTSD or military sexual trauma or addiction or bulimia or anorexia or the billions and a half other things, demons that are veterans and first responders. Now, don't get me wrong. Our entire world is plagued with this stuff. It's not just veterans and first responders.
Mm-hmm.
Our platform is veterans and first responders. And we don't take away from that of the other part of the world. But this is why I can justify veterans and first responders. They've given something. They've given a part of themselves. They've given a part of their families. Even if they are not directly related in a relationship currently as they are serving, a part of their relationship will be affected by the fact that they served.
Yeah.
That's my commitment. And again, I'm not, if you're listening to this and you're not a veteran and first responder, but you love the country we live in, that's how we capture you, because we are veterans, first responders, and patriots, believing in the growth of this country. And that's not a political ideology. That is Andrew's giving me the eyeball saying, where is he going next?
Right. Keep going.
This is the project that is less than 300 years old that has seen the growth that we have seen. No other country in the world has done what the United States of America has done. And I full-heartedly, do we have some nasty, gross stuff in our history and in our background and in the way things? Yes, we do. But I do think it's meeting Buzz and Matt and me and Andrea and the people we met at Fob Rush and the people we meet down in Georgia and the people we meet in Texas, the people that wear it on their sleeve and wear it in their heart are going to make this place, America, a better place. So there's something in this book for you. There's something about growth in this book for you. It's $15 on Amazon. Again, some of the links went through. Again, it helps us. It helps them. Ultimate is it helps you. And that's the greatest piece of that, all this. What was your favorite chapter? What was your favorite insert in this? Tell us about the best experience of putting this project together.
Go ahead, Buzz.
No, you go.
I think the first chapter, discipline, was my favorite. I think just because I got to put a little snippet of me and being transparent in boot camp was kind of fun. So I'm not going to spoil it. You'll have to get the book. Maybe have to wait for the movie. Who knows? Yeah. So to me, and I think Buzz, I think all three of us kind of agree that we had to come out of the gate pretty hot. That discipline is not only what the military specific and the Marines mostly are based on, but that is something each individual should strive for, right? So you can't, I mean, you can want to do all these things, have all these goals in life, but if you're not disciplined to go and do it, put in the work, put in the time, or do what you got to do to get it, then it's never going to happen, right? You're not going to sit on your couch and become what you want to be and everything like that. So for me, putting the 9-9 together and the stories about discipline and how it's used and how it's affected us, I think that was the most fun part of the book for me.
Mm. You always steal the discipline one. I like you know, I kind of, you know, it's knowing me, and that's kind of my, it's kind of my thing. I mean, temperance was pretty good. You know, you know, about excesses in our lives and things like that and how we act and stuff like that. I do like temperance, you know, about humility and obnoxious arrogance. We talk about that in the guide. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think temperance is probably, I don't know, one of my favorite chapters.
Yeah, we had some good personal stories in there that involved Buzz directly. Yeah. And imagine a guy growing up in Philly showing some kind of temperance is just a win in itself. So it came really well together in temperance.
Yeah,
I love okay. it. Because we get to, it's our show and it's what we do, and I'm still living off a little bit of a high from this last weekend. We get what's called pitmaster privilege, literally and figuratively, only in the fact that I got to cook about 1,200 pounds of shoulder this last week by surprise, which was absolutely turned out amazing. But our pitmaster privilege tonight is bringing up an amazing musical talent in our country, and we are going to spin a little spin for Chris Turner, If You Drink.
He was driving somewhere between Gallup and Winslow on an old stretch of Route 66. At the end of his rope, looking for hope, but he found this old bar here instead. The neon was dusty, the door hinges rusty, on the window a handwritten sign. Between the Paps and the Coors and the two swinging doors, faded words, but he read them just fine. If you cheat, hope it's death that you're cheating. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reasons. If you drink, then come drink one with us. The whole place was packed, the waitress waved him on back, set him up on the last stool. She said, man, I can tell you've been going through hell. Well, we've all come out of there too. And we live by our own golden rule. If you cheat, hope it's death that you cheat. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reasons. If you drink, then come drink one with us. All we can do is the best that we can. We're all sinners, forgivers, and friends. If you cheat, hope it's death that you cheat. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reasons. If you drink, then come drink one with us. If you drink, then come drink one with us. Drink one with us.
We are absolutely so blessed with the names that just are scrolling through the messaging. And Chris Turner and that song, and Tammy hit the nail on the head. The song gets more powerful each time she hears it. And thank you, Tammy, for being here. Thank you for all your help and support. We got Tony Turner, Brian Gibson. We got Misty's on here. And the great Buzz, do you drink? Sorry to call you out.
Not as much as I used to.
Okay.
So,
Matt, do you drink?
I do.
So this is the exciting piece for me, because I shouldn't listen to that song. And I want to know when we're going to be together having, first of all, the big, everyone loves my hugs. They love it. They don't know. They don't, you don't know me until you're in my presence. And it's a little fearful moment. And there's a little squat and a little fear. You get the hug. It's amazing. And then we throw a cocktail in the mix. And it's just, gosh dang it. It is. It's a good time. And the people that come on and comment are all people that have been part of it. And we thank you. We thank you. And we're excited about all of it. There is, okay, so next piece. I want to do a shout out to LJ. And she's been on here. And LJ and Vox Sox, big hands, big ass hands.
Ass well, hands.
it is what it is, big ass hands. LJ and Miss Voxberg, thank you, thank you, thank you. With your mission with Vox Sox and the amazing gift that we got through the sponsorship a couple months ago, and thank you all so much. Those who have not had the chance to try the wearable technology and get the full effect of homeostasis. These are some pretty big words that I don't really fit in my world, but if you get hold of LJ and her counterparts, they will walk you through it. But it just, Andrea's wore the socks, I wore the socks, Tony's wore the socks, everyone's wore the socks, and they are telling me, and I got to sleep better because of the socks. If you guys haven't tried Vox socks, you need to try Vox socks.
So neurotechnology might be the hard word that Peterson wasn't coming up with. They're really cool. I don't even have a pair right now because I have two, so they go through the wash quite often. And so on the bottoms of the socks, it just looks like stitching, different color, different design stitching, but it actually has that reflexology packed in there, so that when you wear the socks, you are getting that reflexology, neurology sent to your brain, and then it sends it out where it's needed. If I understand everything, that's probably the really simple version. And LJ knows this, so I'm not hurting her feelings, but I wanted to not believe. I was like, okay, good, another pair of socks. These were kind of spendy. We'll throw them in the drawer because I don't really wear socks. I'm a barefoot girl. And I did my duty and wore them 21 days straight and nights, 24/7 for 21 days.
There we go.
And I am not kidding. In the second week, I started sleeping like a log, and I'm a light sleeper. I was sleeping the whole night, not waking up. I had this restless leg thing going on. Didn't bother me at all. And it took about maybe another week to realize I hadn't had a headache. I have neck issues, and I always blame the way I sleep, but something about this, it was amazing. And so I will give credit, because that's the only thing I changed that whole entire time. And sleep heals a lot of things too. And if that's all it really does is it lets you sleep so your body can heal, that's not all it does. It's great. Scotty Sexton, I love when you come on and help us out. And
put your socks on so you can remember what you're talking about. Gosh dang it.
Scotty, stop swearing at our guests too. Gosh dang it.
Where do you get that shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see that. And here we were talking about the crayons.
Oh, Andrea.
You were supposed to send one to Pittsburgh, I believe.
Yeah, relax. It's getting there. Slowly, slowly. Hey, nice. We got more people here now.
Oh yeah.
There's a local veteran-owned cat down here who created it, makes t-shirts down here, all kinds of stuff. He does some embroidery for me. So it's awesome. I mean, I was talking to him one day, I saw it on his website and I was like, that's really cool. I need that. And so
I like it.
Well, I can share that if you like.
Please do. Please do.
My mic get you.
Where did Brian go?
He slipped out.
Well, good to see you, Shad Turner. You get your Costco shopping taken care of?
You know, today was not Costco. surprise, surprise. No, the whole last week, I was actually down in my computer just did something. Are you guys still there?
We can hear you, Shad.
We got you.
Okay, for some reason, my computer just popped a message up in front of me and blacked out my whole screen. Anyways, no, all last week I was down in the Webster area or Clear Lake area. So we stayed down at the boat doing a job down there. And we're just now making it back home. So, but like I had said, when I texted to say, hey, I'm not going to make it. Wouldn't you know it? As soon as I finished sending that, my wife's like, can we stop somewhere?
Oh,
so I'm like, right, yeah, there. Sure. And so I was like, sure, no problem. Where do you want to go? Oh, thank you, baby.
So hey, Shad, real quick. So I got a little bit of grief because I was behind schedule. Sunday night is ice cream night in my house.
Oh.
Listen, ice cream night takes precedence over just about anything on Sunday night. So
I hear you there.
I had to go get the ice cream. And then zip back. But I was on time. I cut it close, which is against everything I believe in. Bloom can tell you. But I made it. So.
Very good.
Brother Gibson, what do you got?
Well, I think I just recovered from that weekend. We got the stage halfway put up. Again, that stage is now available for any other nonprofit that needs a stage. No cost. If you break it, you fix it. That's the deal. Fair, right?
Fair. Yeah.
Totally fair.
To my Marines in there, Mark and Andrea can attest, Chris Turner loved the crayons I gave him. We were taking a break to do some announcements and stuff, and he's been talking, oh, I'm going to eat, going to eat, going to eat. He didn't eat, so we took him a snack.
I got to stop. I wish I pulled the video up in that. So, gosh, dang, is this everyone show up?
Okay.
I had the amazing opportunity to cook for this event on a level I was not experiencing it. And, for everyone who does, my roots are Wyoming and then hot dish Minnesota.
Oh, you're gonna share it?
Yeah, okay. I gotta share.
No, it's cool.
And Chris Turner looks at me with pork belly and shoulder drizzling out of both sides of his mouth, and he goes, "How does a northern boy?" Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say he's from South Carolina, right?
Yes.
69.
How does a northern Carolina. Boy, six, how do you get a name like that? That is
That's
so
the name of the town. I know.
69.
Probably on the 69th road marker.
I gotta look this up. I don't think the place exists.
Okay, finish. His quote tipped Peterson over backwards. He loved it.
Go ahead.
You do it.
How does a northern boy cook barbecue like this? I'm just like...
There, I can attest, Chris Turner did say that. The barbecue was great. In fact, all the extra we took down to the first responders of Carbondale and Macanda, and they all loved it.
It was pretty amazing.
I'm talking with Adam. He's a little disappointed. You know, we're going to still gonna have that cook-off next year because, you know, I tasted yours. Now I got Chase Adams.
Sure. Buzz, do you want that link put out on our the big stream?
I don't have a problem with that. I mean it actually there it, if you put that link out there, it should link you into the page. There's an actual USMC crayon section on the website. So it'll take you into Gruntworks, and because there's other types of crayon art for our friends.
Oh, that's interesting. Some of it went through and then a bunch of it aired out. Whatever. We'll get it figured out.
Let me know and I'll get it to you.
Sure. I clicked on it and it let me go into it. That's pretty cool.
Okay. It just says an error, but whatever. Brian Gibson, thank you for the invite. Thank you for having us down there. It was an amazing opportunity. If you haven't had the chance to check out Fob Rush in Macanda, Illinois, there's not a place like it. It is amazing, and we are excited for you and the future and what you're going to provide for veterans in that area and hopefully from across the country. So, again, thank you for your heart, mission, and passion, Brian, and thank you for letting us be part of that amazing event last weekend. So,
Scotty Sexton, brother, thank you for coming down.
What's Scotty Sexton got going on?
Not a whole lot. Other than the best looking man in this room, ain't got a whole lot going on.
You nailed it, brother. You nailed it.
It's not hard for me to do either.
Well, when you're the only man in the room, yeah, I've been there before. I might be that side of this world right now here too. So, Buzz and Matt, we already talked. We can get your book on Amazon.com. The links are up. Mm-hmm.
And Mark, it's coming out in paperback too here pretty soon. So,
okay.
I guess that's a good thing. I don't know.
Sure.
You know,
did I hear there's a movie in the works?
No, that was a joke. There are more projects in the pipeline though. Buzz and Nick have one coming out. And then we've been throwing some other ideas around as well. So keep posted on our social media, Instagram, Facebook. We'll have everything listed out there. So we appreciate any of the support and the word. Yeah.
What is the one message? And I want both of you to break this up. Both of you have take a little 30 seconds, 1 minute, whatever you need. Again, just because we do a 1 hour show doesn't mean we got to stick to 1 hour. If we get stuck into something we think is important, then we stick with it. So what is one message or one thing? I know you got an entire book there, but you want someone as a collective or people as a collective or one person as an individual to get from your book?
It's not as always easy to do the right thing. We have to do the right thing. I mean, do the right thing at all times. Sometimes it's not easy to do the right thing, but you know, that's what I would really say. It's about doing the right thing at the right times, which is all the time.
Absolutely. I would second Buzz's message, but also invest in yourself. We can't do everything we'd like to by ourselves. But we have to have some skin in the game and don't be afraid to make mistakes. Like, this book was built on mistakes that we've all made and people have made for centuries. And one thing that we could probably say collectively is keep trying, stay after it, stay hungry, and don't get frustrated. Just stay after it. Like we like to say in the military, stay after it, invest in yourself and, you know, good things will come.
You know, we live in a society where, you know, people want instant gratification. That's not always, you know, that's not always attainable. So, I mean, you know, don't always take the easy way out. I mean, some, you know, it's easy way out's not always the best way. I mean, put in the work.
Absolutely. And the one thing I guess I want to say, and I'm not about your book, but as you guys are mentioning these topic matters, is if you're here and listen to this show, we've already done our buddy check. But if you're here and listen to this show, I ask, give us one chance. Give us one chance. And I've promised that and committed that to everyone that's come into my life. Give me one chance. One more chance. If you don't like what we present, if you don't like what our solution possibly or could be, carry on. Do what you got to do. But give us one chance. I'd rather, and I've seen Brian post these posts. I've seen other posts. I'd rather sit and listen to you all night, tell me about how terrible your world is, than to read in the paper the next morning that you're not with us. So that's my truth. I'm here with you. We got your six at six. We really got your six all the time. Remember, the People's Patriot Project is an opportunity. It's opportunity for you to serve. Service continues. The mission continues. It is also, we use our green. It's a beacon of hope. It's a beacon of hope and opportunity for those we believe in lightening the load. I won't take your rucksack from you. I promise you. I have my own load to carry, but we will find ways to let you get through the next day and see an opportunity to focus on other things. That is what our mission and our commitment is to all those who have served. Everybody. Gentlemen, just so you know, we do have a post show. You're welcome to stay. We'll rattle off one more song here, and don't go away. It's still right here in this spot. If there's anyone that's listening that wants to be part of the conversation in post show, it is about collaboration. It is about growth, and it's about how we can all work together. As Chris Turner says, all in the same boat. So, Andrea, you got anything else in closing?
Well, just check our check Facebook for our Ruck Fest coming up October 23rd. We not only have the Ruck, so the Ruck is like a whole day event. We have a 0 mile or K Ruck. For those who don't or can't walk so much or so far, we have a 2 mile loop, so you can do sections of 2 miles up to 10. Or until time runs out. I forget what time they're going to call the end so that we can do kind of a wrap up and awards and stuff. And in the whole time that that's going on, we also have a cornhole tournament for those who maybe want to do the 0 ruck and then jump into the cornhole tournament. Everything has a little entry fee to it, which goes right into covering the stuff that we bring in, like the cornhole beans or bags and boards. My gosh, Scotty, my socks. My socks. And then it is. They say memory too. I need to get them on. And then we have musicians throughout the day. And so we're hoping a local band, and I don't want to quite say yet.
I know. We're stuck, aren't we?
I think we're confirmed, but I don't have it on paper yet. And also a very fun entertainment company. Works with a lot of the professional sports around the area. And then what else do we, oh, and then the night before we're just wrapping up our venue connections for 5 of our, in addition to the local band, 5 of our VPG radio right now, musicians.
5 of the artists you have heard on this show and on WP3 Radio are planning on being in Minnesota on October 22nd. So it's not something you want to miss. It will be, I got the chill bumps going right now.
We'll be there. Okay. Awesome. Andrea, no, if it's cold, I'm going to be sitting in the truck with the heater on. Okay. I'm just letting you know.
We got heat lamps. We'll have a fire for you.
They're
all right.
But I get it.
With that amazing evening, amazing conversation, I'm excited to see where Buzz and Matt go. And I really do. I'll be open and upfront. I have not read the book yet. I want to get it in my hands and learn more. I'm into this and I think this is a piece of it, the micro missions, where every day you do little tiny pieces to move forward and commit. And so That's where buddy checks come into play. That's where reaching out comes into play. That's where having the real conversation comes to play. With that said, we got Kim Donnette band, Come Home.
Was a young boy when he left, shoulders square, purpose set. He would defend his country's honor, be a proud returning vet. He wasn't ready for the dark. Wasn't ready for the war, and year after he wonders what's the fighting for, and there's a distance in his gaze, there's a sorrow. Jaded and upset, he still fights off the darkness. He still feels the pain, and his peace is left intact on a bloody foreign shore. Come home. You're not strong. Don't stay in the past. It's not where